Hello and welcome to Too Fast, Too Forever. There's all kinds of family, we chose this one. This is episode 70, the tune-up, relap, recap, lap 5. I'm Joey Lewandowski.
I'm Joe Too, and this episode is brought to you by Toyo Tires. Service, style, and really great tires. Established in 1966, Toyo Tire USA Corporation represents the innovation, quality, performance, and excellent service that Toyo Tires has delivered worldwide for more than 70 years. Toyo Tires.
Well, thank you so much, Toyo, for helping us close out lap 5. We still have one more episode before lap 6, which we will announce the theme of tonight. Get excited.
Oh, that's right. I forgot. Okay, cool.
But I don't know that lifespan really exists. Like, it sort of exists between laps. Like, that is basically
the bookends.
The connective tissue. It's the bookends. It's the connective tissue. It's what exists between the laps. It's everything and it is nothing. It is the alpha and the omega. It is the greatest, and that is coming next
it's
week.
The double alpha four. And the omega.
The double alpha and the double omega. Before we get into this episode, because we got so much to talk about, including more thoughts on the F9 trailer, the Super Bowl teaser, all sorts of stuff. Joe, we got an overflowing mailbag because people have thoughts on the trailer.
Ooh,
I'm sure you know. You know, we had Ben get his thoughts in between our two recording segments last time. If you have not heard, I guess we're now a week and a half since, but we had that bonus episode over the weekend, so make sure, in case you missed one, that we did before the Skulls episode, between Hobbs and Shaw and the Skulls, we did a bonus trailer reaction to F9, so go check that out. But before we go any further, before we talk about any of that stuff, let us do extracurricular activities. Joe, what have you been up to in the last week since we recorded the Skulls?
Watch the Super Bowl. Had a small party at my house, had some friends over.
Was Zach there?
No, he was not. Zach is always very determined to have a Super Bowl party at his house.
Oh.
As you know, I'm a homebody. I never mind having people come over.
Sure.
But I don't like going places. I had just gotten a new TV. We talked about this, right?
Sure.
Mm-hmm. I was like, hey, I just got a new TV. I was like, Zach, I'm probably not coming to your house.
Do you normally go to his house for the Super Bowl?
I've been there once or twice, sometimes. Depending on, like, when Rachel was working, if she was, like, working during the Super Bowl, which she often would because, like, you know, everybody that it was her coworkers wanted to watch it because, you know, usually the Patriots are in it. She didn't care. So I would probably go watch it with him if, like, as opposed to watching it alone. But if she's home, then no. So I just had a party at my house. He went to some other friend's house. We made some wings. We made some pizzas. We made some hot dogs. We made some baked brie. All kinds of stuff. Just, like, fun Super Bowl snack type foods. Drank a lot of beer.
Delicious.
It was actually a really good time. I had a fun time watching it. So that was it.
Well, condolences to Wells Lamont and the 49ers Nation.
And Zach, yeah.
You know, this is what I hate about, like, just omnipresent, always on sports write-up blog culture. Like, I saw a thing this morning, like, can the Niners win the Super Bowl with Jimmy Garoppolo? It's like, yeah.
Probably.
Yeah, when, like, yes. They were, like, 8 minutes away from winning. Like, it's just, like, the dumb, like, clickbait, like, overreaction.
It's a spread from other every news thing. They just want, like, the most clickbaity, reactionary, like, hype beast response to everything. It's like, is Kyle Shanahan the worst coach ever? And it's like, no,
he just had two bad games. You can't fault him for being too conservative and too aggressive. Like, pick one or the other.
A good article. I do hate all these sports articles. Football season's over. It's hockey season now, and I'm fucking excited for hockey season.
I watched the Super Bowl alone. I had multiple invites to different places. I went over to my parents' house during the day, had some food there, but then I came back here and I was like, I'm just gonna watch a game here because I wanted to watch it.
Yeah.
I didn't really care who won. I was glad that it was a good game. You say it's hockey season. Weirdly for me, like, it's become basketball season. Like, basically,
that's awesome.
Because Zion Williamson now on the Pelicans, he's healthy again, he's playing again. And I just turned the TV on, like, a game was on where he was on or they were talking about him or something. I was like, oh, I just started watching basketball. And, like, I just set up TiVo recordings to do, like, 5 different teams, and so I'm just watching 3 or 4 games a week, and it's cool. Like, it's fun. I watched LeBron absolutely destroy the Spurs last night. Who boy, like, he's just, even at, what is he now? He was 18 in 2003, 35 maybe?
Yeah.
It's insane. It's insane how good he still is.
I know.
But, you know, watching Zion is a lot of fun. Everything that people say about Zion, they're just like, wait till he gets back in condition. Like, he's conditioned again because, like, he couldn't work out for months.
He's still growing into his man's body pretty much.
Mm-hmm.
Like, he's going to get bigger and, like, more solid. And, like,
he's just a freak. And I love watching him. He's like, he basically started single hand. Like, I don't have a favorite team, but, like, and the Pelicans aren't good. Like, I've watched, I think, 3 of their games now when they, like, got blown out and won. they lost big enough. Like, it just, they're not good, but they're fun to watch. And so I'm just watching, you know, good teams, good players, and hoping for a good time.
Usually hockey overlaps this, and, you know, I will watch any hockey game. So most nights I watch hockey games, but there's some nights that there's maybe not a West Coast game and basketball runs a little bit later. So I always I'll catch like the third and fourth quarters of a basketball game if Rachel falls asleep in bed and I'm still awake for some reason.
It's cool because like it flies by, like after having, you know, watching so many baseball games a year,
yes.
Right? And watching so many football games a year, especially if you record and then you catch up, you can do a game and probably, and not miss anything in like 75 or nine, like under an hour and a half, like comfortably. It's just like, wow, okay.
Yeah, man, that's how it works. That's why hockey's great. I love it for that reason. I'm leaving this weekend and I should have some fun stories next time.
One of Chris Podcast friends, Paul, is helping me get some new speakers and stuff at the house, but I'm going to talk more about that after it's done, which I think is going to happen either this weekend or next weekend. So that's happening. It's cool. It's very exciting.
Nice. Very exciting.
Successfully, and this is kind of amazing. It's not a worthwhile story to tell, but I hadn't gone to the dentist in like 4.5 years, and I was just like,
I feel you.
It reaches a certain point where I'm just like, oh, this is going to be bad no matter what happens.
You're old enough that you're brushing. So yep. As long as there's no like pain, you're like, right. Yeah.
And I went and they're like, look, okay, you have one cavity that sort of spans two teeth, but like there's a watch on another tooth where like come back in, you know, next week, we'll get that taken care of. I was like, cool. Then I get the bill and he did work on four teeth and the bill was like gigantic. I was like, what the hell happened here? So I call my dental insurance provider. I call the dentist. And I'm just like, I don't know what's going on. And basically just by being kind, I don't know exactly how it happened, but I turned what I owed a $446 bill into $208.
Nice.
I was like, that's incredible. Cause like just all sorts of different things. Cause I was basically like,
nice.
I've never been to another dentist. I don't want to find another dentist. This sucks. Can you help me? And they're like, yeah, okay. And I was like, wow.
Insurance is so fucked. Like all of it down the line.
What I learned is that apparently dental insurance companies just don't want to pay out claims. They're just like, yeah, we don't do that. Like this is what I get for going back to the dentist. Like all of a sudden, like a $500 bill. Like that's not like,
yep,
I'll just take my chances.
I saw 1917 last night.
Did you like it?
Really liked it. Mm-hmm. I'm not a big war movie guy. I really enjoyed it. I liked the one shot feel of the movie. It was just cinematography, like, beautiful. It was a beautiful movie. It took me for a loop. It wasn't the movie I was expecting. Obviously, I didn't read anything or watch any trailers, so I didn't know what was going on.
You can't even really spoil it, just because like the story is just like two guys try to get a message from here to there. Like that's the story.
Exactly.
Like,
yeah, that's the whole story.
You can spoil what happens to them along the way, but like the story is just like they want to stop this thing because it's going to be a trap. It's 2 hours of them trying to get the message from one place to another place. And it's like,
when we started watching it though, I was like, Rachel, because obviously they're going to start out and they're like walking across like the battlefield, right? And I was like, right. Rachel, imagine if like nothing happens to them and this is just Lord of the Rings. They're just walking for just like 2 hours. And she's like, oh God, no.
The Oscars are this Sunday, so as this episode comes out, they will have already happened. So you will know, dear listener, as you listen to this, who won what won Best Picture. Probably going to be either 1917 or Once Upon a Time in Hollywood. We'll see. Lazy Parasite win, but I don't know if it's going to win or not.
Yeah, I'm
going
to try to bang out the rest of the Oscar movies and be able to like watch it on Sunday, but I'll be on vacation, so I might not watch it, but it's also gonna be on really early there.
If you're gonna be in Hawaii, what's the time difference? 6 hours?
It's 5, I think.
Yeah, so like it's gonna be on like 3 o'clock in the afternoon. It'll be done by like 6.
That's what I'm saying. There's a really good chance that Rachel and I could like go to a bar and like have them turn it on and we could like just watch it and drink midday. It's actually a really good time. I think that there's a good chance that I will watch it.
And then also since last episode, I saw Gretel and Hansel, the new movie. Not great. I was not a fan of that. And then The Rhythm Section, which is that new Blake Lively movie, which is apparently the worst opening in box office history for like a widespread movie that like made like $3 million across like 3,000 screens or something. I saw it on Monday night, only person in the theater. It's not bad. I think they mismarketed it from what I understand. It's not a great movie, but it's not a bad movie. It's not like the worst movie. I enjoyed it. Like, I think it's a good movie. I don't think it's a great movie. I don't know if you necessarily need to see it, but like it does not deserve this distinction as like the biggest flop of all time.
Yeah, exactly.
And then tomorrow night as we record this, I'm seeing Birds of Prey, so I'll talk about that.
Oh, cool.
Nice. I guess in a couple weeks when we do our little kickoff to lap 6 episode.
Yeah.
But
we had a whole bunch of stuff happened for no reason.
I know. And then, you know, by the time we come back in 2 weeks, like you'll have your whole Hawaii trip, and like there's gonna be a lot. I mean, and we still got so much news. I mean, this is the most exciting time in the 2+ years we've been doing the podcast. Like this last week and a half has been the most exciting week and a half that we've had.
Well, this is the first time we're gonna get like a real Fast and Furious. So it's gonna be go time from now until May when we get the movie, right?
But even more so than just like the first real Fast and Furious, you know, no shade to Hobbs and Shaw because we do love Hobbs and Shaw. If we had seen 8, we would have been like, oh shit, Charlize Theron's in this. But like, we, if everybody who's emailing in, we'll get to that. Like, but well, like what Ben said is like, this feels like a Fast and Furious movie in a way that like
it
8
does.
Didn't, Hobbs and Shaw didn't, right? So
I agree. Even 7. 7 was kind of clouded with Brian's death, so with Paul Walker's death, I mean. And what?
I just think it's funny that I didn't even catch, like, just yes, I agree. A couple things. Number one, we have a date for the watch party.
Oh, yes. We do.
If you want to watch The Fast and the Furious with us, we're going to watch it for Lap 6 kickoff on Sunday, February 23rd.
Yes.
9 p.m. Eastern?
Yeah, I think that's a really good time for it. That kind of 9 p.m. Eastern, it'll be like Oscar time, right? So,
yep.
So that everybody can join if they want to. It'll be a comfortable time that like isn't super late, but isn't super early. So
we will send out more information, or we'll like put it on the Facebook and the Twitter and everything, how you can watch with us. We're going to test the technology to make sure that we can actually do it like the way that we
yes.
want to do it. But 9 p.m. on Sunday the 23rd, we're all going to watch The Fast and Furious together, have some kind of chat functionality, and then we're going to, a couple days later, record the beginning of Lap 6.
We're going to use the technology that we thought existed before it, like, went away. So
yep.
I think it'll work. I'm hoping it'll work. That'll be cool.
So here's a question for you, Joe. Do you want
what?
To do... It could kind of fall under On the Streets, like the news segments. Do you want to talk more about the trailers now? Or do you want to do mailbag first? Like, because people are going to be writing in about the trailers.
I say mailbag first.
Okay.
I think that the trailer talk will get mixed in with the mailbag talk. So
okay. First up, we have a Patreon page on the show, patreon.com/toofasttooforever or toofasttooforever.com. Special shout out to Cassie Wilson, Jake Freer, Ben Milliman, Nick Burris, Alex Ellenin, and Justin Kleinman for supporting us over there.
Mouthful.
Thank you all so very much.
Thank you, guys.
If you want to get in on the fun, toofasttooforever.com, get some swag, help us decide what to watch. The voting will be open very, very soon for what the fan selection
oh,
in Lap
true.
6 is
yeah.
going to be. So if you want that, even $1 a month, gets you that, toofasttooforever.com. If you don't want to give us any money, go to Apple Podcasts, leave us a rating, leave us a review. Nothing new today, still 20 ratings, all 5 stars, all 10
That's
wonderful
awesome.
Reviews.
Thank
you so much. But Joe, let us get into the mailbag, because we have 10 emails.
Oh.
Plus, we have a couple things on Facebook that I want to mention. We have a couple Aussie listeners that I don't think have written into the podcast, or like, into the mailbag. We had Haley this morning, yesterday, as we're recording this.
Yes.
Send a news story about this gigantic spider that they called The Rock. They called it Dwayne The Rock Johnson, the funnel web spider.
Yes, it was really cool. And it was just cool to hear from her and tell us that she was thinking of us. I love memes. Send us memes. That makes me happy. And I appreciate you're just like, just checking in. That was all she wanted to do.
Yeah.
Send us a cool news story. Send us a little meme.
And I also do want to give a shout out to Emerson, who wrote in, and he's been catching up with the podcast. You and him chat back and forth a little bit every time, but I saw that I thought was really funny is that he ran out of mobile data by listening to our podcast in the truck, which is that's just super funny. Like, it's like a super
yeah.
sweet thing. Just download on Wi-Fi at home and then, you know, save that data.
There's ways to store them. You could just crank them at home so you didn't have to go through them, but we appreciate it.
But thank you for listening.
Sorry we used up all your data. I apologize.
But I guess we are big in Australia, apparently, because we got Jake down there, and then we got
yeah.
Emerson and Haley, too, so who knows?
Yeah. Who knows?
First email up from West Hampton. Subject line, you'll appreciate this, F9/Fast9/Fast and Furious 9/Fast Saga Trailer. What up, fam?
What up, Wes? I wonder if he wrote this, if he titled it that before we talked or after we talked.
So he sent this on Saturday afternoon, and we put out the episode Friday night. So
he probably listened.
I think so. I think that's what the email's about. We'll find out. He says, holy shit, that trailer was incredible. I just had to get some comments in about the F9 trailer because that 3 minutes and 56 seconds was more exciting than all of F8.
Yes, I can agree with that. You'll hear later in my rankings.
He says, first of all, I didn't realize the event would be live streaming, and I even took the day off, though unrelated to the trailer. I actually forgot it was dropping yesterday, and it wasn't until I went to IMDb that I saw an ad for it that I remembered. Mrs. West and I were about to start a movie, and I said, no. The movie can wait. I have something way more exciting to watch first. He says he was considering trying to avoid trailers, but I thought this was going to be a teaser. And I knew all my friends would be asking if I watch it, so I figured I might as well. I'm so glad I did. Oh, also, by the way, if you don't want to be spoiled, I guess you can't listen to the podcast until May. Sorry.
Like, yeah.
We might not future trailers. We're going to see. Like, Joe's going to take one for the team, but, like, all of our social,
right.
too. I'm apologizing in advance for that, but or in retrospect for that. But, like, I understand if you can't, if you want to stay pure, but, like... we're going to
it's going to be everywhere.
It
was in the Super Bowl. Like, you're gonna get it spoiled, so you might as well just watch the first trailer at least.
Because Wes says, I'm so glad I did, because I would have been so upset if the Han reveal had been spoiled for me by the internet.
Same. I would have been fucking pissed.
Someone said that they just watched the trailer at the Super Bowl, the commercial of the Super Bowl. It's my friend Desiree, and she didn't watch the 4-minute trailer, but she saw the trailer, and she's like, wait, is Han back? And I was like, because like in the 30-second Hallelujah commercial, you just see him driving. It's like, wait, what?
Yes.
Like, what? So yeah, can you imagine, like, if you hadn't seen the 4-minute thing, you see that, you're like, wait, hold on, what did I miss?
That would have been like, what did I miss? Like, yeah. Did a movie come out that I didn't see by accident? You know, yeah. Like, that would have been my first thought.
That movie was called the F9 trailer.
Yeah, exactly.
Wes says, you mentioned they always keep something back for the movie. I agree, Han was too big of a surprise to keep secret until the release, so he's not the surprise, he's the hook. But they still haven't mentioned anything about Brian or why Mia's around, but Brian's not.
And Brian's brother was there.
He said, we know Paul's brothers were on set. I hope that putting Brian back in the movies isn't a big reveal, but you never know.
Yeah.
I definitely have to agree with Ben, email that he wrote in, that this trailer already feels more like a Fast and Furious movie than F8 did. I said as much to Mrs. West after we watched it. I was always going to be excited for the movie, but I'm so much more hyped than I was prepared to be. I'm actually not a very excitable person. We also know that he doesn't like food, the taste of food, the excitement of food. Anything like that. I think sometimes, he writes, it's frustrating for Mrs. West because her emotions are always on her sleeve, and I don't get outwardly excited very often. But when Han walked out, I was literally yelling at the TV. She said she doesn't think that she's seen me this excited about anything ever. Han's back, and I don't even care that achievement's a threat of danger to the family by undoing the most impactful death in the series.
We were going to be hyped for the movie. We were definitely going to see it. It hit me so much harder than I was ready for. Maybe 8 is a blessing in disguise on how disappointing it was. Because 9 now has the potential to be so fucking good. So, like you know, like, we're like, oh, God, thank you.
So I had a thought. And I want to put this in here. This is one of my thoughts I want to talk about. So all the justice for Han, justice is coming, right? We talked about how we can't believe, in spite of the fact that the Shaw brothers saved baby Brian from Cypher's plane, and they go to the barbecue and, you know, Deckard drops baby Brian off. And we're like, how dare they let Deckard, you know, just come to the party? Like, he's not family. Like, why is he there? What if there's still a little bit of fuzziness because he did try to kill Han. What if, and I think it has to be this way, Dom probably knew that Han was alive. And so, like, because I can see that happening, that, like, Dom knows Han is alive, and so he's still pissed at Shaw for trying to kill his friend, but he's not pissed at Shaw for actually killing his friend.
It either has to be that, or Shaw tells Dom he didn't actually kill Han at some point that we didn't see. And that's why he, like, brings him in to help.
So I saw this YouTube video today. It was like, this could be how Han survived the crash in Fast and Furious, or in Tokyo Drift or whatever. And I'm like, okay, let me see what this video is about. It's like 4 minutes. So I was like, okay, cool, not too long or whatever. And the theory was he crawled out. It's like, wait, that's...
Okay, what? Yeah, that's the theory.
That's the theory? Okay, yeah. Like, Cool. Of course. Like, I thought it was going to be like some kind of like Etion thing or something that we were talking about, but it's like, yeah, he just wasn't in the car when it blew up. Like, obviously.
No shit.
What I'm most curious to see, I guess we'll find out how Han is alive, but I want to see who knows what. Like, because when Letty's like, hey guys, I got a surprise, and he walks in, he says, nice clubhouse. Does everybody know? Like, is that a surprise to us? Is it a surprise to the family? Is it a surprise to the family minus Dom? It can't just be
He's
dead, or that he's alive, because he's like, oh, he went into hiding or whatever, right? Like, who knows what, you know? Who in the movies... And I feel like there's a lot of
flexibility
lot of flexibility here, I think, to tell a really good story or whatever. Like,
well, you have to assume that if Letty comes in with a surprise, yeah. Letty knew. And that means Dom knew, because there's no way Letty and him are keeping anything secret anymore.
Ride or die.
Dom definitely knows. There's a good chance that Mia probably knows, but the other people, it could go either way.
But also, like, Letty could have known, but she might have known for, like, a week. You know what I mean? Like, if Tokyo Drift is, like, 2013-ish, right? Or whatever, right?
Yeah.
And then this is 2020, like, she might not have known for 6.5 years, and then known for, like, a month or two. Like, I don't know. There's still wiggle room there. I don't know. That's a big question I have, which I don't think that's ever going to be spoiled in trailers. That's also going to be, like, a line that they might even have, like, a throwaway line in F9. Like, I also don't know that they can throw that away. Like, I feel like they have to actually explain that, as opposed to, like, the weird movie magic timey-wimey stuff.
We just found out We just found out last week.
That's not acceptable. Like, what? What? No.
Yeah.
Like, we need to know what Han has been up to, and also
they're gonna suss it out. Yeah. He's gonna be like, "Sorry, guys, like I was in hiding, or like I needed a break after Shaw tried to kill something." They're gonna figure it out. They have to.
I spent the entire time looking for Giselle, and guess what? I found her. And then Gal Gadot walks in.
Yes.
Oh, hey guys! Never send a dead person to do an alive person's job. Wes writes one last thing. The guy with the rocket car is credited on IMDb as the same character from Tokyo Drift named Earl. Now, yes. This is your theory. Now, who knows if someone just edited that because they saw him in the trailer, but I guess it makes sense. Except, he must have really worked on his accent in the last few years. What I was really hoping when I saw him, though, was that this would be another link to Better Luck Tomorrow, because that actor plays Han's cousin Virgil in Better Luck Tomorrow. Justin Lin and Sung Kang have already confirmed that they see Han in that, that the Han we see in that and the Han in Fast and Furious is the same character, so it wouldn't be outside the realm of possibility, but who knows?
We've gotten confirmation from the actor that it is him.
Yep.
It seems like, much like this email says, you missed Sean as well.
We had Jason Dickinson, listener to the podcast, say, "Did you guys see Sean?" I was like, "Wait, what?"
And we
he
honestly
just pops
didn't.
In a frame, and like we watched that trailer combined 7 or 8 times. Ben didn't say anything about it. We didn't catch it. Rachel didn't see it. Melissa, like nobody saw it.
I was focusing on Earl. We were so hung up on Earl. Like when I saw the pic, I literally even had already posted the picture of both of them, showed it to Rachel, and she was like, "Oh, cool." And she like she reframed it, showed me Sean and Sean, and I'm like, "I'm not talking about them. I'm talking about Earl."
Because Sean even like leans in the frame, like, "Hey guys, I'm here too," and then like pops back out. Like it's very like. This is what's going on. We're like, what? Like, there's so much happening in that trailer. It's like, what?
I seriously miss Sean, but I caught Earl, and it is him. He confirmed it. The actor confirmed it on Twitter.
Yep.
So it's really him. Yep.
He's Wes says, "I have a lot more thoughts on the whole thing, but I'll leave it at that. I'm probably going to avoid any more trailers now," which we will actually. I think that'll
Makes
be.
Sense.
Maybe
yeah.
You can do what I do or whatever. We'll see. But I'm so glad, he says, "I watched this first one. Until next time, stay furious, Wes."
Thank you, Wes. That was a good email. Thank you for writing in.
Second email from Ben Milliman. Subject line, F9 again. This was sent about a day after he sent the first
okay.
one. I don't even know how many times I've watched the F9 trailer, but I just can't stop, LOL.
Yeah, same.
I had Lenny watch it when I got off work, and in the beginning, she had a look of, okay, this is another over-the-top Fast and Furious movie, but when Han showed up,
to Rachel.
I looked, and her mouth was wide open, and she was staring at me at the TV. What? Han is back. How? How is he back? I need to see this to find out. How is he back? He is my favorite.
Exact. Rachel had the same reaction. Yep. She was like, okay, cool, whatever. She's like, oh, it's Dom's brother. Okay. And then, like, Han comes back. She was like, what?
Yeah. When the trailer was over, Lenny said, "We have to go see it and ask when it comes out." And I told her May. She said, "Oh no, that's when the baby is due." I told her it's toward the end of May. And she said, "Well, we'll get her mom to watch the baby for a couple hours." I was honestly surprised at the reaction.
Didn't we say that? We said you could get a babysitter for a
Well, we were talking about
hours.
Tanning the teenage T-Rex, which is not a great use of a night. F9,
Fair.
Better use of a night.
Way better use of the night, yes.
Ben says, "Also, because we have Han, Sean, and Earl back," so he saw Sean.
Okay.
"Does this mean we could have another Tokyo Drift 2? Or a Han movie that tells a story I really hope we do." I mean, we want a Han story too.
Dude, yeah. What is it? The Solo story.
Yeah. All right. Then the next email we have, so thank you, Ben. Ben wrote in again. We'll get to Ben. We'll get back to Ben again later.
Okay.
Then Jason sent a new ranking. Says the Fast Saga ranked. He sent this in a couple weeks ago. This is slightly different, though. So from the bottom up, actually, I'll start from the top because he starts from the top. Number okay. one, Too Fast, which was number one before. Number
yes.
two, Furious 7, still the same. Number three, the original, still the same. Number four, yeah. Fate. Still high, still the same.
Okay.
Number five, Fast 5, which has gone from 6 to 5. Number six, he has Fast and Furious 6. So he flip-flopped those.
Okay.
Number seven, Tokyo Drift, which went up one.
Okay.
And number eight, Fast and Furious, number four, he says, "P.S., don't get mad. This is only a ranking. Stay fast, stay furious, ride or die, fam."
Oh, no, we'll never get mad, man. Everybody's opinion counts. It's okay. But thank you for sending us your updated rankings. Glad they're changing. Hope they're morphing as you
yeah.
watch, as you listen. It's hard to rank, man. I had to do mine today, and I did it. I put it away. I was like, I'm not tinkering with this. I pulled out the list to bring it home with me to do this.
And then you tinkered?
And I switched to, and then I was like, I can't keep fucking doing this, and I put it away again. I actually took a picture of it, so I couldn't write anymore, and now it's just what it is. It is what it is.
Next email. We will get to those rankings in the back half of this. I think either with Kara or after Kara leaves. I'm not exactly sure how we're going to do that. We're going to figure it out as we do it, but our ranking is coming later. Next email, though,
okay.
from Wes Hampton once again. F9 Super Bowl trailer. What up, fam?
What up, Wes?
I'm guessing you saw the F9 Super Bowl trailer. Hallelujah.
Okay. Yeah.
I assumed it would be the same thing they dropped on Friday, but it was shorter and had some noticeable additions. There was no big Han reveal, just a shot of him driving, which you talked about.
Okay.
And there was also a quick shot of a NASCAR wreck. My guess is we're getting a flashback to Dom's dad's death. I assumed he was a lower circuit racer, not NASCAR level, but nothing surprises me anymore, Wes.
Yes, and didn't we say we were going to deal with Dom's dad this time? Like, wasn't there like an Instagram post or something about it? Like, we saw like a story that was like about it, because this doesn't feel like new information. Or maybe we were just talking about we wanted him to confront.
They knew that he was filming. They did a day of filming at a racetrack.
Oh, and it was the racetrack that they would assume his dad would have been at.
Correct.
Yeah. Okay, that's right. That's all we knew. Okay, that'll be interesting. I need to watch a Super Bowl trailer. By that point, I was just pretty drunk. So
it was very early because I even sent.
I started drinking. The Penguins played at 12:30. I was drinking beers by 12:30. So
okay. Next email from Wells Lamont. I wrote this and forgot to send it last week. I'll catch up next time. What if Noni's Denise is Johnny Tran's sister, which would mean Dom bang Noni's as well, making him and Roman Eskimo brothers?
Oh my god. Yeah, that would make a lot of sense.
He says, love the Tammy and the T-Rex breakdown is really a movie that people should see.
I agree, I loved it.
Wells says, I read a theory on Reddit that Noni's Denise is actually a dude. The only thing mentioned past that was that Denise was in prison. Not too much volume to this, but I'll assume it's still a strong possibility.
Yeah, maybe. It'll be like the episode of Atlanta. That's what the men be.
I feel like that's transphobic in a way that I don't think the franchise would go.
I don't think so either.
You know?
No.
Or like homophobic or transphobic, something. Like,
yeah,
we don't know. But I also do like that people are speculating about Noni's Denise on Reddit too. Like, we're not alone in this fight.
I wonder if it somehow was inspired by us. I don't know how many people think about Noni's Denise as much as we do.
Well, as much as we do, probably no one. But at all, some.
Yeah, that's true.
Then Wells sends a picture, which I'm going to put in here. He says, played this at a bar in San Francisco the other night. I wasn't very good, but I did win my second contest. They had Sean, DK, and the girl, but that was it. It was really fun. I was too tall for, though. I looked like Bowser in Mario Kart. And this is a Fast and Furious Tokyo Drift. It looks like it's probably in... Maybe it's in Chinatown because, like, there's a lot of, like, Asian lettering, Asian characters. You know what I mean? Or...
It looks really cool. I've actually seen these before, and I've looked at how much they cost because I want one in my house. They're not cheap.
He wraps up the email and says, I watched episode one of the Fast cartoon. I forget what the name is. Spy Racers.
Spy
and
Racers,
I figured I was going to enjoy it, but I actually enjoyed it way more than I thought. If only Wells was Justin's son, they could have bonded over this together.
Yeah, he could have not another one, Dad.
I got cut off from watching the rest because I had to go get some pie from the spot called Aikida's in Auburn that apparently has people from all over the place coming through for pies. Not just dessert pies. He says, the best pot pie I've ever had.
Oh, damn.
It was a religious experience every bite I took. I'd fight my own mother for the last bite. This reminds me, I'm super stoked on Joe's SF extra sourdough bread. It's my favorite, and homemade is probably fantastic.
Yeah, I think I've pretty much nailed it, dude. I've got it down. I know the thing. The key is wheat flour, just long proofing times, and rises pretty well. It's pretty good. It's getting to a sour level that I like. I'm trying to take it to the next level because I like my sourdough super sour, really really sour. But this is pretty good. It's getting closer.
Until next time, my bros. Peace out. No anus piecers, but just peace out.
Well, peace out, anus piecer.
All right, Ben sends another email. Another person for F9. He says, so Linny and I have a friend named Tia. She's not a big Fast and Furious fan. She's only seen one and can't sit still long enough to watch the others. We've tried a few times.
Fair.
The one and only movie she's watched all of and liked is Tokyo Drift.
Well.
Boy, do we have a reveal for you.
Yeah, I know.
Well, we all went out to dinner the other night, and when she showed up, she was asking if I saw that that guy is coming back. Knowing she likes Tokyo Drift, I told her, I don't know, you'll have to watch a trailer and see. So I looked it up and showed her. When Han comes out, she squeaked and got excited. I love how Han is making people who aren't huge fans want to see this movie.
It's hard to not like Han, so I think they severely took a beating getting rid of him, and he was not the character they should have killed off, and now they realized it, they have to revert back, which I'm fine with because I want Han back anyway, so.
Also, our friend Taylor was there, and he hasn't seen the movies and doesn't want to watch the movies, and he asked why it was a big deal that the guy is back. I explained all of Han and Justice for Han. He just stared at me blankly and said, okay, and then went back to eating.
He won't get it. Look, you can't tell me you don't want to watch the movies, you're not going to watch the movies, why is this, and then be like, all right. Like, when I tell you why it's big to me. Like,
yep.
Listen, asshole, like, you need to watch these. If you were emotionally invested now, like, 12 hours deep into this saga, you'd be like, I'm fucking stoked that he's back.
Yep. All right, next email also, again, from Ben. Ben, active on the keyboard this week.
Okay, I like
Why
it.
Why a two-door Honda is a subject line. He says, the other day, Linny and I were having this conversation. First, a little backstory. Friends got into a car wreck a couple weeks ago. No one was hurt, but the car was totaled, so they're getting a payout for the amount of the car.
Okay.
They've been going back and forth about if they should buy a cheap car off Craigslist or something like it, or they should put down a down payment on a car from a dealership, have low payments every month.
Okay.
And then here's a back and forth. Ben says, if I was them in that situation, I would just buy a cheap car off Craigslist, like a 90s two-door Honda Civic, because they seem to always have bad luck with jobs, and I wouldn't want to be stressed if I couldn't make my car payment, and something like a Honda isn't too hard to work on, so they could just fix it themselves.
Very fair.
And then he says, I don't know if Lucas, the boyfriend, knows how to work on cars. Ben says, I don't really either, but when you had the Suzuki and the head gasket went bad, I watched a video and replaced it.
Yep.
And then he says, but that's you, and you seem to understand these things. And also, why specifically a 90s two-door Honda Civic? They have a kid, wouldn't a four-door be better? And Ben says, I've heard Hondas are easy to work on, and if I got a two-door one, I could paint it black, tint the windows, get a spoiler. Lenny interrupts, oh my God, this is a Fast and Furious thing. Ben says, green lights underneath, a body kit, some Mashimoto ZX tires. Lenny just rolled her eyes and laughed. I never realized...
Spoon engines.
He says, I never realized how much FNF comes up in conversation until I started writing into the podcast, LOL.
That was a great story, man. You got her, too. You kept her... I liked it. Thank you. That was a fun story.
Next email from Alex Ellenin. Subject line, Robert Tractor Trailer. Quick thought.
Ooh.
I watched the Fast 9 trailer on Friday the 31st. After the Han reveal, I immediately went to Soon Kang's wiki page. On his filmography, it was listed as Holographic Han Lu. I watched it again. It didn't see anything holographic-esque. On Sunday the 2nd, I was in discussion with the missus, and we went to Soon Kang's Wikipedia page, which was just Han Lu. No holographic. Spooky.
Well, no, somebody edited it because, like, they realized that they were being dummies and thought that it was a hologram on the first try. And then everybody else was like, no, Han is actually back, and he's a real Han now. No hologram. No hologram Tupac for Han this time.
And shout out to the Robert Tractor Trailer. I just said I'm getting back into basketball. Famous. Not famous, but he was a first-round pick. Played around for a while. Shout out to Robert Tractor Trailer. Big man in the sky.
Ooh.
The last email, Joe, we have from... This is going back in the archives, okay?
Okay.
Sal Pena. He wrote in back in April, okay? April and May.
What's up, Sal? How have you been?
Subject line, Han's backstory. Not sure if it's been addressed or not, he writes, but I'm a little behind on the podcast, but I was listening to you guys talk about the Los Bandoleros short film. Y'all were asking about where Han's from. I remember his character is supposed to be the same one that he plays in Better Luck Tomorrow by Justin Lin. There's a scene in that movie where he buys beer and shows his ID, says he's from Ohio.
What?
Not sure if it's a fake ID. I just saw the one scene, but thought I'd share with you guys. Love the show. Keep it up. Well, we've talked about Better Luck Tomorrow a lot. The Ohio thing is new.
The Ohio thing's very new. And we definitely have to watch Better Luck Tomorrow sometime soon to figure out if he's actually from Ohio or not, huh?
We have a plan. It's not going to be Next Lap because we're going to get to Next Lap later. But we will soon, especially now that apparently Tokyo Drift is now the most important movie in the franchise, kind of. Like, it's coming back around. We're going to make sure that we tackle that in a big way before long, but not Next Lap. Not probably the lap after that, but maybe the lap after that. But we'll get there when we get
there.
Way down the line, nothing but time. And that's all the emails we got. I mean, like I said, huge... overflowing mailbag. Thank you all for writing in.
It was good, yeah.
If you want to write in, family@cageclub.me. You know, everybody's excited about Han. Everybody's excited about the trailer. It's a good time to be a Fast fan.
I'm still super excited. I need to actually go watch the trailer again soon. I haven't watched it since Sunday, so.
All right, Joe. On the streets, the only news that we have not talked about yet, I think, is the news that broke today, as we're recording this, that possibly Vin Diesel has said that Fast 10... maybe a two-part movie, so we could have the first part in April of next year.
Makes
all the sense in the world.
So much fucking sense. I know, and I can't believe nobody has said that to us yet. At least I haven't heard it. It makes so much sense. It's perfect. So he said, like, okay, there's only going to be 10, but if 10 is two parts, then you get 11, and that's fine by me. Another Fast and Furious movie, another 2.5 hours, maybe 3 hours of Fast and Furious. I'm down with it.
The fact that your favorite film franchise, Twilight, broke its final book into two parts. Hunger Games did the
Breaking
same thing.
Breaking Dawn. Twilight is not my favorite film franchise. First of all, that's Fast and Furious, one. Two, I've never seen any Twilight except Breaking Dawn Part 2, but that movie is glorious, and that's
but
the
that
only
didn't
one
stop
I
you
see.
From... getting all into deep conversation with Brian and Kate Hudson on Twitter.
Because it's the only one you need to see. And I feel like at this point, I can only be let down by the rest of the story. The end was perfect. That's all I need. We watched it once for Shit Film Wednesdays. I was like, this movie is glorious. Everybody's like, do you want to watch the rest of them? And I was like, absolutely not. I don't want to spoil that one. It's just perfect in its own little capsule. I don't need any of the backstory. I have Rachel. I ask her when I get confused in Twilight. It's fine.
But yeah, between that and between Hunger Games and probably other Harry Potter, so many of these movies have set the precedent as, like, they're all adaptations of a book, but, like, the split finale is common.
Like, Marvel.
Yeah, Infinity War and Endgame is basically kind of two parts of the same thing. Like, it's the same.
Yeah, exactly.
I don't know. But yeah, nobody even thought to mention that.
Nope.
And yet, here we are. Possibly Fast 10. So then we had, I think, Philadelphia, he is on Twitter, who interacts with us a bunch. He said, Of course, we have Fast 10 and Furious 10. Like,
oh,
that makes all the sense in the world, too.
No, I it has to be Fast 10 your seatbelts, and then
and
it'll be
Furious
like...
10 your seatbelts.
Too buckled, too fast.
The question that I have is that if they do split into two parts, are they going to do it like April, like kick off the summer season 2 years in a row, or are they going to do like a Matrix Revolutions, Reloaded Revolutions, where it's like May, November? You know what I mean? Could they do a... Because they're probably going to shoot
same
it
year?
Together. Would they do both next year? Would they do 2 years apart? Or I don't know that you could really split... Like you couldn't do Fast 10... Say it's Fast 10 and Furious 10, right? Like, you couldn't do Fast 10 and then Hobbs and Shaw 2 and then Furious 10.
I think you could.
Not, like, split by years if they're only doing one a year. You know what I mean? Like, you could, if you do,
no,
like,
I think
a...
that they could split it by years. I think it would be a perfect thing. It would be, like, Fast 10 and then, like, Girls spinoff and then, like, the second part of it.
So you think that, like, this might not actually finish until 2023?
Yeah, possibly. Who knows?
All right.
I'm down.
But time.
Got nothing but time, dude.
I don't think there's any other news. Is there any other news that you remember seeing that we have not covered yet?
No, that was pretty much all of it. We were all just going ham for the trailer.
We are in the heart of the Iowa caucus, which is... I learned what a caucus is this week. Caucus is insane. Like, the fact that this, like, basically kicks off who becomes president is ridiculous. Like, it's just, it's insane. A bunch of people literally walking around, like, a gym or a big room. Like, what? I don't know what is going on.
Why did we ever give Iowa the keys to the kingdom like this is what I need to understand.
I don't mind that. I mind the fact that, like, we still use a caucus. Like, that's crazy.
Yeah. Hey, man.
The reason I bring that up, the next segment we have, Rock the Vote, Dwayne Johnson president, and if you remember... There was a Super Bowl commercial where Dwayne Johnson and Oprah are on treadmills. They say, we're running. We're mates. Hashtag running mates. But I think it was for, I don't know, maybe Weight Watchers
Skechers.
Or something. What was it for? Do you remember?
No, I don't remember this at all. I mean, like, I remember seeing The Rock, but not for the commercial.
Oh, yeah, it was for Weight Watchers, or now they call it WW. We're running and we're mates. Like, you know, could this be a Dwayne Johnson, Oprah Winfrey ticket? And... who knows? But even if it's just a joke, fairly big update to Rock the Vote that we've not had in quite some time.
Yeah. I mean, hey, man, an Oprah Rock ticket should win, in theory.
In theory. In theory. All right, Joe, the last thing we have to do before we bring in Kara is talk about the Fast and the Furious Minute 34. Don't have a great title for this. I think it might work. A minute I call Dom the Masseur.
How about like, the mechanic's hands?
Hands of the mechanic?
You just named it. You want mine? You want to?
You don't have anything?
You look a bit tired. I think you should go upstairs and give me a massage.
Look at all our guests.
How about we go upstairs and you give me a massage?
Yo. You know you owe me a 10-second car, right?
Ouch. Oh, shit.
Wife, see?
Jesus Christ, would you cut the shit already? Come on!
Come on, let's go get me a drink.
Oh, come on, man, we were just about to get along.
Yeah.
So as you heard in that minute, this is where Letty gets the angry Dom upstairs by telling him to give her a massage. Brian returns to the party. Dom reminds Brian that Brian owes him a 10-second car. Vince, Leon, and Jesse get in Brian's face once again, and then Mia rescues Brian to go get a drink in the dining room or something. We'll get into that. But there's some notable moments here that I wrote down. First of all...
Are you going to say what I'm going to say?
Well, Jesse being back... Like, Jesse, like, a minute and a half ago just went to detail the... You know, you can't detail a car with a hood on, and he's already back. What happened? What happened there?
I think that is very appropriate. And I can imagine Jesse is a Minuteman. He made out with this girl, he is done, and he's back in the crew. Like, he's just hanging out at the party again.
Because I was, you know, watching the minute, making notes, and I was like, there's the last line in here, I think it's like, just somebody says, yeah, when Leon's saying to Mia, like, oh, come on, we're just about to get along, and somebody says, yeah, and I was like, it sounds like Jesse, and Jesse's there, and I'm like, but
you
none
see
of
his face, yeah.
But his mouth doesn't move, and I'm like, wait, hold on, Jesse just left, how is Jesse back already? And then the mind races.
Maybe she could have been like, I'm not into this. and just, like, leaves, too. Maybe he's just, like, very good at accepting no's and checking for consent.
Maybe she was turned off by Dom being like, hey, you know, you got, like, maybe she just wanted to make out there a little bit, and, like, Dom's like, if you're gonna do this, go upstairs, and she's like, I don't want to do this. Like, this is, you know, it's too much.
That's what I'm saying.
Like, maybe he didn't even make it upstairs, right?
Yeah, that's possible.
You know, I guess Jesse might die a virgin. I mean, we, you know, who knows?
We have no idea.
Another notable moment here. I don't know that we ever, that, I don't think any character gets the fuck in this movie, but Letty almost does, because she says, you need to shut the F. Doesn't, it's not like she starts saying the word and stops. She just says, shut the F. And I was like, okay, that's as close as we've gotten so far.
That whole scene, that, like, that talking is, like, so much ADR. It's so weird and, like, reclipped and edited, because you have this whole thing with, like, Leon saying a full sentence and his mouth is moving, but there's no audio to it.
I think that's just, he's trying to say to Dom, because Letty's talking to Dom there, and he's trying to be like, he's trying to mouth something, like, basically saying something like, over there, like, she's over there, or something like that. And I don't know what he's saying. It's not important, but he's basically like, hey, like, there's girls over there who want to get with you, but you're here with Letty.
Okay, to me it looked like he actually vocalizes something and they just cut the audio from the movie.
Possibly. I got the sense of, like,
he's trying to, like, give Dom a signal.
Yeah, Leon's like, you want mine, because he's like, what girl, like, last minute ended with Dom saying what girls are here, and he's like, you want mine, and then that's when Letty's like, you need to give me a massage, and then I think Leon's just like, hey, like, he's pleading, he's like, hey, like, but, like, over, like, she really, get over there, you know what I mean? I think it's that. I don't think it's, like, terrible editing or, like, a weird editing choice. It could be, but I think it's,
I
more like,
it again.
You know, get over there. She's kind of, she's into it.
But I think you would do that non, like, vote. Like, you wouldn't have mouthed it. You would have just, like, given some eyes. Like,
if anybody reads lips, I think it ends with over there. I don't know what it says, but if anybody reads lips, if you want to email in family@cageclub.me, let us know.
Yeah, please.
He says it quickly, and I'm not good at it. I don't know.
Yeah, I couldn't make out what it was. I just saw it, so.
And then my only other notable moment that I made note of was that I think we get a little bit of movie magic, unless this is a weird laid out house, but, like, we go from the living room where the party is into wherever they're getting a drink, whether it's going to be the kitchen or the dining room or something. It kind of goes behind a wall, and it feels like this is not how the house is actually laid out. It just feels like a weird kind of, like, cut there. It might not be. It might just be, like, an open kind of floor plan, but if they're shooting actually in a house, this isn't really how walls work. I think we might get a little bit of, like, I'm trying to, as we're trying to imagine and visualize the floor plan, yes. I don't know if this is actually what the house looks like.
Well, we'll see when we get there.
When we have the party there.
Exactly. We'll figure it all out then.
What did you notice this minute? Because we there's a lot of details here that we made note of, but what was your big takeaways, notable moments, things you saw, favorite parts of this minute?
There's a shot where Brian notices there's a gun on the table.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously, we went through that, have all the stuff that's on the table. But two cool things that are there. The gun is a Beretta 92 FS Enox. Enox is short for inoxidizable. At this point, they made them stainless steel instead of blue carbon steel.
Okay.
Blued carbon steel. So that was cool. I found that because, much like the car movie database, there's a firearms movie database.
IMFTB.org.
And there's a watch movie database. So apparently people pay a lot of attention to movies, and some people can figure shit out.
And I think Kara's talked about, either on this podcast or on Wistful Thinking, that there is also, like, a clothes database too. Like, what if you can find out what clothes people are wearing in movies, you can buy those too.
And the other thing that I saw that was really cool is they had a Motorola phone, a cell phone, on the table.
Mm-hmm.
Did a little bit of digging, and there is not a cell phone movie database. So I found it.
Yet.
It's a Motorola Star Trek.
Okay.
Star Attack flip phone. And it was, like, it actually looked really familiar. Like, I feel like I remember these as kids. It was, like, the most popular cell phone at the time. They sold, like, 6 million of these, which doesn't sound like a lot, but, like, when cell phones were first coming out, that's a ton. 60 million of these were sold. Sorry. That's a ton.
That's,
you know,
ton.
What I mean?
Like, yeah, yeah, yeah. There are two ashtrays on that table, too, and I counted because what else am I going to do with my life? And there are somewhere between, I think, like, 39 and 42 cigarettes across the two ashtrays, some fully unsmoked.
Fully unsmoked. I did notice that. I did, and I was very disappointed. I hate that. If you're going to smoke the cigarette, smoke the whole thing. I knew somebody once that was like, no, I only like smoking the beginning of it. I was like, what the fuck kind of money do you have?
There is also a large candle there, just because, of course, there is. And then when they go into the other room, there's another chest or table or something with three more candles. There's candles everywhere in this house.
Yeah, it's a fire hazard at this point. There's just too much going on. There's too many there's too many people and too many candles. Like, you're going to start a fire somewhere.
So we have the song Norega by Organic Audio ends, and then the Ludacris song Area Codes begins, which I don't know if I ever really thought about the fact that Ludacris in the very first movie.
I've thought about that before, too. And then he has a song in the second movie, and he's in the movie, but he's Tej. That's the whole conundrum. But yes, I've thought about this before. It's cool that we're at that part, though.
Trivia question for this minute. I have three written down here. See if you like any of them. See if you have a different one. I was going to say, which Ludacris song is featured in The Fast and Furious? Or what brand of potato chips does the family prefer? Or how does Letty, the easiest one probably, get Dom out of the party? Do you like any of those? Do you have a better idea for a question?
I like the what Ludacris song is featured because that's tangential to the movie, but also fits the minute. You know what I mean? Like, that's more of a, that's not like a what happened. I mean, it is a what happened in the film question, but you could know this from the soundtrack.
Yep.
Ludacris is relevant. I really like that question. That's a good song.
So I'm going to look in his discography and make sure that we pick songs that are from that era.
Oh, yeah. Find songs from, yeah.
So Back for the First Time is the only album he had entirely. Yeah.
Maybe like Fat Rabbit, wasn't that the big one? It was like Area Codes, Fat Rabbit, Southern Hospitality.
Southern Hospitality was on that first one, yep. Fat Rabbit.
Yeah, add that. I would do Fat Rabbit, Southern Hospitality, Area Codes, and what else was there?
What's Your Fantasy?
Yes, that's the song. That's what I was thinking of, sorry. That's a good, that's a tough one. It's like tough, but it makes sense too.
Cool.
So,
anything else to say about the minute 34, the hands of the mechanic?
No.
Well, let's take a break. Let us bring Kara in because we're gonna kick off the back half with Kara, and then we're probably gonna do a little bit more with Kara afterwards. We're gonna, you know, lap six and so on and so forth. But laps are gonna come back with Kara to do her exit interview, get her rankings, and also find out if she's still Twinkie or she's a new character. We get to do the quiz for the first time in like 6 months,
right,
which I'm very
that's
excited
right.
about.
Welcome back to Too Fast, Too Forever. This is episode number 70. Recap, relap, tune up, tuna. This episode is brought to you by Toyo Tires. They offer a complete selection of premium replacement tires for nearly every make and model, including light trucks, SUVs, high-performance cars, and luxury vehicles, as well as commercial trucks. Thank you, Toyo Tires.
With us, as we have been saying for weeks, the moment is finally here. Our first ever exit interview on Too Fast, Too Forever. She was with us all lap long, now here on the tune-up relap recap, to talk about her experiences, her first experiences, with the Fast and Furious franchise, the Fastiverse. We have back with us Kara Gale-O'Regan. Hello, Kara.
Hi. Oh, sorry, I was yawning.
Glad we are off to a rocking start here already. Very exciting. But welcome back. Thank you so much for coming back. I guess first question, are you the world's biggest Fast and Furious fan right now?
Oh, for sure. Yes, super fan.
Did you watch the trailer?
I did. Oh, I already forgot about it.
Thoughts?
I'm so excited.
You watched the full 4 minute one.
I don't know. Was it 4 minutes long?
There was a Super Bowl one that was like 30 seconds long.
Okay. Well, I did not watch the Super Bowl.
Okay. So you definitely watched the real one. Okay, cool.
I watched whatever was available the day that it came
yes.
out.
Yes. The full 4 minute F9 trailer. So what are your thoughts on the trailer? Joe and I talked a little bit up front about our, because we already did 40 minutes on that, and then we did a little bit more at the top here, but what are your thoughts here? What are you most excited about? What are you, questions, you know, new theories?
Would you notice? You
know, your initial reactions to the F9 trailer.
Well, first of all, I was right. Han is not dead. Mm-hmm. I knew
Nobody's
it.
Nobody's dead. You know that you did. You called it.
Thrilled to see him come back.
Yes.
Glad he's still hungry. And I really like Letty's haircut.
Yeah.
Those are my two main takeaways.
Jordan was talking about how much she loved Cypher's earrings. And I didn't notice them until she pointed them out. And I was like, oh, these
look
are...
at them.
From what I remember, they look like a quote-unquote normal like stud earring from the front. But the back, it's like a sort of a spike.
Moon.
Almost like a, like sun rays or moon rays going around the bottom, like sort of third
her
of her
lobe.
Ear.
Not a ton of screen caps of her.
You're going to have to find it in the actual trailer itself. We can get back to that later.
I'm not big into earrings. I don't have my ears pierced, so I don't care.
Okay.
I want to say off the top, well, first of all, thank you for joining us this entire lap. Thank you for giving us nine episodes. This is now the 10th episode, and you, with spoilers, you'll be on our You Are My Lifespan.
Thank you for having me on this lap. This has been a real lifesaver. Life has been particularly hard recently for me, so it was really nice to have something to lighten things up. Watch these stupid, dumb movies that are wonderful. I just have a whole new world opened up to me.
You have a whole new place to go. And I think that these movies are super comforting in the sense that, like, if you're not having a good day, you can turn on TNT or USA. One of them's probably on. and you could just watch it, and it just feel like you just feel at home. You're just back with the family. Feels good, man. It's like a warm blanket. Like it's
it
nice.
Is.
Now, I think really, I mean, we sort of said this a couple times throughout the lap, but like this was kind of best case scenario. Like the worst case is like the first movie, you're like, this is filled with latent homophobia. I hate this. I hate these characters. I hate these actors. I don't want any part of this. But like basically from the beginning, you weren't on board with everything. But like for the most part, you were on board from the beginning. And this sort of set up like best case scenario. We did the entire lap 3 with Mike, but Mike had seen all these before. Like we knew that Mike liked these movies. This is the first time that we ever did this. We're going to do this a couple times more in the future, at least. Things could have broken bad in a very bad way very quickly, and thankfully they didn't.
It would have been a slog. I remember I was nervous. I was like, you guys, what if I don't like them? I was really...
We were nervous. We were very nervous.
Because I was in such a bad mood all the time. I was like, I don't know. I don't know if I can enjoy things anymore. And it turns out I can, and I enjoy the Fast and Furious movies, all of them, like even the ones that I didn't like that much, are still like head and shoulders above a lot
of other
movies.
They have their place. Yeah, that's what we always say when we do our rankings, that we do our rankings and it becomes so difficult because if you watch these movies and you really do enjoy them, and you probably will, that it's hard to rank them because even a bad Fast and the Furious movie is still a pretty good movie. So it's like hard to say like this is the worst one because you're like, if it's on, I'm still going to watch it. So
that actually leads us perfectly into the transition here. Now, we asked you some difficult work that we all had to do for this episode that Joe and I are going to get to later. Kara, do you have your rankings of the 9 movies?
Yes. However, I would preface it by saying that they're still preliminary at best.
Okay.
I was only able to rewatch 1 through 4.
I'm so proud that you even, best case scenario, I thought you were going to watch these once and be like, I will never touch these again. So like for you, like when you first told me you were rewatching one of them like a couple weeks ago, I was like, oh my God, it's happening. Like that's it.
Because I don't know how I feel about anything ever. So it takes like at least a couple watches to really process.
Absorb, yeah.
Yeah, so I rewatched them all out of order. I think I rewatched 3 kind of like immediately afterwards.
Okay.
I rewatched 4 because I wanted to see them kind of back to back because we had watched them out of order.
Right.
Yes.
Was it weird or it's weird and it makes sense at the same time.
Yeah, I don't think it was that jarring. I think the way that we did it, watching them chronologically, is a better setup. But
okay, cool.
I don't think it's that big of a jump. And then I watched 1, and then I watched 2. And I really wanted to squeeze 2 in because it was the one that I liked the least. So I wanted to at least give it another shot. And I'm glad I did. I liked it a lot more. It's still number 10 on my list. Or it's still like at the
9.
Bottom of the list.
Yeah.
Because I have Los Bandoleros on here.
Oh, okay, yes. So please, from the bottom up, can you give us the list? We have number 9. We will say Too Fast, Too Furious.
I think if I had time to rewatch number 8, it would be at the bottom of the list, probably. However, right now, Too Fast, Too Furious is at the bottom. And you know what? Now that I'm thinking about it, I'm going to bump that up. So number 8, bottom of the list.
Okay. Oh,
already making, you're already tinkering.
Then Too Fast, Too Furious, which I did like a whole lot more this time. That one has such a strong point of view and like command of its style that is lacking in a lot of the other movies. Mm. And also, if I were ranking it just on the color alone, it would be the top of the list.
It's high on the fun scale. I agree.
High on the fun scale, extremely low on the fashion scale. 2003 was a very dark time. Every outfit that Eva Mendes wears in that movie just makes me lose my mind because it's so just bad. Just bad. Then I'm going to go with Furious 7.
Okay.
Because I thought I liked it a lot more, and then I didn't even realize that the ending was different than what I thought it was.
Sure, yes.
So I just found that one hard to follow, unclear. I know that it's, you know, very important to people because of the whole Paul Walker situation.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I was not that attached to Brian, so I don't really care.
And I do want to talk about that. Let's put a pin on that and come back to that later. The way that you felt about both Brian and Hobbs as the franchise went on, because that's the hot button issue for some of our listeners. Mm-hmm. We will get back to that afterwards. Mm-hmm. Okay, so you have from the bottom, Fate, and then Too Fast, and then Furious 7.
Oh, I could just send you this list, couldn't I?
No, but I don't want to know. I don't want spoilers.
Read it off to us. Talk about it.
Then next is Fast and Furious. So number 4.
Okay.
Which I also liked a lot more the second time that I watched it.
Just like Joe.
Yeah.
The next one is The Fast and the Furious.
The original
the very
one.
First
okay.
one. which I do really love. It's such a fun, stupid movie. It's fantastic.
So would you say that there is like a gap between 5 and 6, between the first one and the fourth one? Like that's where there's like a big kind of jump up in terms of how much you like them?
Because we feel like you hit a point, you hit a point where you're like, we love these ones, and then you hit a point where you're like, these are all good. And like there's a big gap at some point in everyone's list. That's like, this is where they're like, holy shit, these are great. And this is like, these are really good.
Yeah, it's like a series of tiers, not from good to bad, but sort of like good, better, best.
Right. Between 4 and 1 is where that happens for me. And then next is Los Bandoleros, the short film.
Okay. Did you, is Hobbs and Shaw included on this list?
It is included.
Perfect. Okay.
It has a shocking ranking, I must say.
Okay.
Next is Tokyo Drift, which honestly could be number one on my list.
Sure.
I loved Tokyo Drift.
It's very polarizing. If you love it, people love it, and it's like their number one pick, or people are like, this doesn't exist. I never want to see it again.
Yeah, I don't know what it is about it. I really did like it a lot. And then next is Fast and Furious 6, I think.
Okay. So yeah, so you have, that's your number three. So you've got top two, which is Fast 5 and Hobbs and Shaw in some order. And no matter where Hobbs and Shaw falls, it is already the highest anyone has ever ranked this movie.
Really?
I mean, we don't have a ton of rankings from people. We have
six
people,
yet.
And Joe's not even included in that. But yes, the highest before this was number three. So either way, you're setting new ground here.
Go ahead.
Yeah, I think Hobbs and Shaw is number two for me.
It
could potentially be number one once I finish rewatching all of them.
I mean, Princess Margaret
really liked
alone.
It. Yeah.
The thing is like you start rewatching them and then you start liking other ones too, and it just fucks the whole
I know,
like, it's so hard. But Hobbs and Shaw is a great, I really enjoy it. I think Hobbs and Shaw was the most fun on the fun scale. It didn't take itself too seriously.
Mm-hmm.
We've gotten all the action, we've gotten to a fun point of the, with how heavy 7 was and how bland 8 was. When we got Hobbs and Shaw, I was like, yes, a new one, it's fun. Like, you have Ryan Reynolds, you have Kevin Hart. I was like, this is just a blast. So,
yeah.
2 is not too high.
And then that leaves number 1.
Which I think is Fast 5.
Correct.
Fast 5 is great.
But I don't know. Like, do I actually feel that way? Or do I feel that way because that's how everyone says that 5 is the best? I don't know.
I have to rewatch it
to find out.
5 is the best, but it's also, like, even if you don't, like, even if it's not number 1, I think it's like, oh, this is, I think objectively,
arguably,
like taking all emotions out of it, like objectively, like one of the the best made and the most fun and like the best action, I think.
Mm-hmm.
I agree.
So I think it's hard to not love that one. Even if you prefer movies that are more about the cars, like the first three, like there's something really, like just in terms of as an action movie, it's amazing.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think I said this, that one of the reasons that I really do enjoy Hobbs and Shaw and actually do like the later movies is because of its turn towards science fiction, like, because I don't care about cars. I know that that's like a big complaint for some people, which is that like it's gotten too far away from its like original
roots,
bent or whatever, but I'm like, no, give me more computers. I love this.
When they were doing the trailer concert preview extravaganza in Miami that came out, mm-hmm. they did like a whole show about it. And when they were interviewing Michelle Rodriguez, I was thinking about you because they're like, Michelle, like, where can we go from here? And she's like, sci-fi is pretty much the only thing we got left. And I was like, yeah, dude, like,
hell yeah.
Like, Letty's telling Kara that like she wants to become more sci-fi. So I felt like she was directly talking to you. It was pretty cool.
Oh, that's nice. I didn't watch that part. I only watched that.
I'm sure you didn't. That's why I had to tell you about it.
So in terms of where you rank movies as opposed to the average, the one that you are way higher on, as we said, is Hobbs and Shaw. And the one that you are lower on than most other people is Furious 7. But I think as time goes on, I think that like especially like at least in terms of our thought process, I think having the conversation with Kate Hudson changed things. And I think as the franchise goes on, I think people are going to like 8 more, assuming that they pay off Cypher in a big way in 9.
Yep.
Like, Furious 7's a strange movie now. It's like the pivot point, the inflection point.
You're lower on that,
but I don't think you're out of line there. I think it's more of like a, this is kind of the current way that we're thinking about Furious 7. It's not, we're not super high on it, maybe, but we'll see. I don't know.
Yeah, I hated 4 when it came out, and I told you, it's like, it's really climbed up. It's not a bad movie, and it plays a really important part in the franchise. So in retrospect, I really enjoy it.
So now, Carol, let's talk about Brian. Let's talk about Hobbs.
I still think they both suck.
Even
I like
Hobbs,
them more
even though
now.
You liked Hobbs in Hobbs and Shaw, and you like him as soccer dad, you're still not a fan of him.
No.
He's just grown on you more, but you're not like a super fan. That's okay.
Can you see yourself in these next, like, we don't think that he's going to be a 9. He might be barely a 9. He's not really a 9. But assuming there's a Hobbs and Shaw 2, assuming that in some capacity shows up in Fast 10, can you see yourself liking him, or do you think it's too, we're too far down the road, the proverbial road, to ever really like him as a character?
I think I just don't like The Rock.
I think you're the only person on the planet who does not like The Rock.
I just don't trust him. I don't know what it is.
Well,
maybe
you
too
won't
many
be
muscles.
Voting for him either. Terrible.
Oh, no, I would never vote for him.
What if it was a him and Oprah ticket, which is apparently a thing?
No. No, thanks.
He's okay. The undercard. He's the undercard in the Oprah ticket. Come on. It's Oprah running it. He's backup.
And the Undertaker is the overcard.
It would depend on who they're running against.
So you're not a fan of The Rock. You're not really a fan of Hobbs. I think you sort of softened on Brian a little bit as the franchise went on, though. Like, because he mellows out a little bit.
Yeah, but he still sucks. he's still so Brian. That's so Brian.
And I'm going to drop the audio thing in there, and that's
is.
The last time we're ever going to be able to use it, I think.
No, no, you'll continue to use it. It makes me cackle
when
every time
Nine
I hear
comes
it.
Out, we have to talk about the most Brian moments of
that's
the movie.
True. That's true.
Yeah.
So maybe we'll
Brian,
retire for a little while.
Brian lives on. There will always be a Brian in these movies.
It's true.
Kara, that's like our lap specific question. Like, that's the one.
Oh.
Yeah,
okay.
We don't ask that every time because this, like, in the off weeks, we're doing the Paul Walker movies. So we're sort of focusing specifically on Brian. That's where that question came from. You know, Liam Underwood had that question as an idea. We busted that out for you. Like, that was the.
That's it,
a Kara exclusive or Kara lap exclusive question.
What's the most family moment? Like, all these things, like, once we do them, they're one and done.
Now, Kara, do you have any other thoughts, any other things you want to share before you take the quiz and see if you're still Twinkie or see if you're a different character?
I don't know. I'm sure I do, but my brain is so tired.
So when you took the quiz in our little, like, we did that sort of preview to lap 5. We did that interview with you and you did the quiz then. So this is probably 4 or 5 months ago now. You got Twinkie as a result.
Mm-hmm.
So we're going to ask
Who
you the same
is he
questions.
Again? Oh, Bow Wow, right?
Bow Wow.
Okay.
Yeah. Which now that Sean and Han and what's his name?
Earl.
Are back in F9. Twinkie might be back too.
That could be the fucking spoiler that we don't get yet.
I don't know that that's necessarily the spoiler, but I would be very excited to see Twinkie again.
We've been clamoring for him. Bring Suki back too while we're at it. Come on, let's do
it. Hell yeah. By the way, every single line that she has in Too Fast, Too Furious is so bad.
Bend it's over, just, boy.
Yeah. When you get the right set of tools.
She deserves better. Suki deserves better.
Well, she has the entire Benihana fortune, so she has better.
That's true.
All right, Kara, 7 questions. Let's see who you are.
Oh, God. I'm
Question
excited.
Number 1.
Now I really want hibachi.
How fast are you, Kara? NASCAR, roller coaster, Lamborghini Murcielago, Toyota Prius, Vespa, or Razor scooter?
The answer remains Toyota Prius.
How furious are you? The Hulk, Kylo Ren, Christian Bale on that one movie set that one time, Mel Gibson, Charlie Brown, or Jack McBrayer?
I don't even remember this question.
Good.
But
you have to answer
question.
It honestly right now. How are you feeling right now?
I feel pretty hulky right now. You know, in high school, I played the tuba, which requires a huge amount of upper body strength.
Ooh.
And people used to call me She-Hulk.
Ooh.
I feel like you maybe told the
tuba
did
story
I? In the,
yeah.
maybe with this
that
question, but
sense.
I don't remember the She-Hulk. I don't remember that moniker, but I remember, I think you've brought up the tuba thing, I think, on this podcast. I think. Maybe then, maybe not. I don't know. All right, Kara, question number 3.
Because the other option would be Charlie Brown.
Question number 3. We're having a barbecue. How are you helping? Are you manning the grill? Are you saying grace? Are you kicking back with a beer? Are you babysitting? Are you being the entertainment? Or are you sneaking a snack?
Sneaking a snack.
Okay. And do you see now that you know the characters, now you know the movies, like where, like some of these, like Roman sneaking, you know what I mean? Like there's,
oh,
you can sort
okay.
of see
no,
a little
I
bit
was
there.
Not seeing that, but now I get it. Yeah. But I feel like Roman would be doing entertainment thing, right?
See,
and also sneaking a snack.
That's why these are on a sliding scale of answer relatedness. So
which we will say again, took way too much time. So much time.
So much.
You've got time to kill. What are you doing? Are you grabbing a bite? Are you working on your car? Are you hanging with friends? Are you drinking a beer? Are you working out or are you working on your computer?
Gosh, this is a hard one because the true answer is that I would be taking a nap. But that's not an option.
No.
Because these people don't sleep in these movies.
Yeah, nobody sleeps.
Oh my God, you're right. I never even thought of that.
They don't get gas either. Don't think about it too hard. They never sleep
for their cars, nor are they gassy as human meat bags. I don't know. I don't drink, but maybe drinking a kombucha.
We can say drinking a beer, but in parentheses, kombucha.
That's fine. Yeah, that's carbonated.
All right, Kara, please describe your wedding for us. I'm never getting married. It's just me and my partner. It's us and our families. It's a backyard country affair. Everyone I know is there. I don't remember.
I am never getting married.
Okay.
Do you see why the I don't remember is so funny now?
Yes.
Kara, congratulations. You just won the lottery. What are you buying? Ooh. Your own garage? A private plane? I'm gambling it all away? My childhood home? A fleet of cars? Or a new life?
Oh, a new life. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Kara, final question. What is your drink of choice? Belgian ale? Corona? Something fruity? Water? Whatever's cheapest? Or just whatever you're having?
Oh, water.
All right. Ooh. Oh, ooh!
Ooh!
Ooh, new character.
Oh, nice!
Exciting.
Well, I'm a new character for you. I want to see if anybody else has been this character. Hold on. Let's see here. Kara, you are a new character overall. We've never had this character before.
Oh.
And.
Who is it?
Especially timely. Kara, you are Han.
Oh, yes! Han
Kara,
is back!
You are the ultimate example of cool. Even when things
Hell are
yeah. spinning out of control, you keep calm, find a way through, and look smooth doing it.
None of those things are true.
You know, the secret to life isn't what you have, but who you keep around you. Your family means everything.
Also not true.
They're a reflection of you, so you choose them carefully and are always there when they need you, and you drive
like the wind blows.
Sure. Oh.
Han is back. Justice for Kara.
Hell yeah.
Oh, God.
I knew there was a reason I felt kinship with him.
We didn't plan that at all, Joseph. Anyways, listening, that was definitely... If you maybe even think that was planned, it was not, so...
Congratulations, Kara, on being Han, our first Han. So we lost our only Twinkie, but we got our only Han.
That's awesome. She got two great ones.
Twinkie was a 5.18% chance out of, like, the, I don't know, something like 300,000, 400,000 permutations, and Han is a 4.5% chance. So, like, both equally
wow.
pretty difficult to find. Not impossible.
Yeah.
Both tricky to get, but you got both, so... Yeah,
oh, I feel so smug.
You should be. Han is the best.
He is. He's a great character. And he's so chameleon-y that he's hard to get, you know what I mean? Like, he's mm-hmm. kind of a little bit of everything, so you have to really nail it down.
Joe, any other questions that you have for Kara before we say goodbye to her until we talk about F9 or Fast 9 or Fast and Furious 9 or the Fast Saga or whatever it's called?
No, I'm so glad that she came into this so open-minded. I'm glad of all the perspective she brought to the movies. She made our job so easy this lap, at least mine.
Aww.
She really did, because it is so awesome when somebody just hits you with like random new creative thoughts that you didn't have about these movies before. It made it fun and it made it easy, and I thank you.
Aw, that's so nice.
It was true.
Kara, any other thoughts that you have for us before we say goodbye? And it's not goodbye, it's just see you later.
See you again.
I can't wait. What are spoilers for? Like on the back of a car? Because I was watching Too Fast, Too Furious, and I was like, oh yeah, those. Haven't seen those in a while. You know those like big spoilers in the back? Why are those a
mostly
thing?
Aesthetics now.
Okay, but they're ugly?
People disagree. Some people, there's something for everyone. Actually, like, this is all to create downforce to keep like your back tires down when the car starts going faster, right?
Right.
To keep the car glued to the road.
Okay, so that's why they're, like, big and
yeah, most stuff. Of these are, like, for aesthetics, though. Like, nobody's... I mean, they're drag racing, so, yeah, it could help, you know? But a lot of the time, like, on, like, newer cars, if you get one on your car, it's not to help you with drag and downforce. It's to just look cool.
Yeah, interesting. What are your opinions on how often you should get an oil change? 3,000 miles, 5,000 miles? What am I doing?
I do 6, but I use full synthetic. And
it also depends, I think, on how new your car is.
Always follow just the guide in your car.
Okay.
Yeah, there's like a thing in your owner's manual where you can Google it, how often that they recommend you do it for your make and model.
I do think that 3,000 was the myth for a while. I think that's probably a little aggressive.
It's a little, it's a little quick. I do.
My car has
like
an oil
change
meter, and when it gets to 20%, they recommend you change it. But it winds up being like 5 or 6 for me.
Yep.
Okay. Just trying to figure out how long I can really push this.
Don't. Go get your oil change. Okay, so.
But you guys.
And also, try not to run out of gas anymore.
That hasn't happened since the last time it happened, but yesterday I did get out of the car without turning it off or having my keys on.
So that keeps happening. Okay.
Yeah.
I saw a really great tweet once that was like, I don't know whose sister needs to hear this, but go get your oil changed. And I was like, yep, That's exactly.
No, it's just I gotta drive to Vermont next week. I don't have time. I don't have
money. It takes 15 minutes. And it's not expensive. Go to Jiffy Lube. It's like $25, 30, 50 max. You can get coupons online, Groupon. It's not that hard. Come on.
I was hoping that cars would stress me out less after all of this, but no dice.
I do the oil change myself. So for me, I'm like, oh, I need a fucking Saturday. And if it rains, I'm like, oh, yeah. So
yeah, just drive hours out of your way and go to Joe's house and he can help you out.
If you're going to Vermont. Yeah. Well, no, it's kind of out of the way, I guess.
It's extremely out of my way. Yeah.
Sorry. If it was on the way, I would do it.
But Kara, thank you so much for joining us. We really appreciate it. And we loved having you on this lap.
I loved being on this lap. And thank you so much for having me.
You'll be missed. I promise.
Joe, we're going to do an unprecedented thing here. We're going to hear Wes's interlude theme again.
As we say goodbye to Kara.
Yeah, I hope you have another sponsor. I hope they send a third thing through because we're going to have to welcome back again for the third segment.
Of course, I have a third one.
And we'll be right back. Duh.
Welcome back again to episode 70, the recap relap, this time without Kara. This episode is brought to you by Toyo Tires. Many of their tires are built in the United States at their state-of-the-art factory in Bartow County, Georgia.
Oh, how fitting.
Yeah, I know. Bartow County. Did you even know that existed? I didn't.
No, I did not.
Not to be confused with Barstow.
Joe, the time has come.
Yes.
Rankings. How do you want to do this? Do you want to alternate, go back and forth? You want to do all yours first or all mine first? How do you want to do this? Because we're both giving our lap five official, no games, no, this is the most fun. They're all valid rankings, but this is, the official how much I like these movies from top to bottom.
Yes.
You want to alternate? You want to go all once and talk about one person?
They should definitely go all one person at a time.
Okay.
And I think maybe you should go first. And I think when I do mine, you'll see why.
Okay. From the bottom.
Okay.
Number 9. No surprise. Fate of the Furious.
Yep, no change.
I like it more than I ever have. Still not good enough.
Yeah.
Number 7 and number 8 are essentially tied. It's hard for me to distinguish these. If I have to distinguish these, number 8 would be Fast and Furious number 4.
Okay.
And then number 7 is Too Fast. Very different movies, but in terms of how much I like them and how much I look forward to them, I really like both, but I think they're just about the same on the list. So 7 and 8... Too Fast, and Fast and Furious.
Okay.
Number 6, this is the wild card. This is Hobbs and Shaw.
Oh, low.
Low, but thinking about what's above it, it's tough. It's tough to find it. I think it could leapfrog number 5 in a few more watches, because number 5 is Furious 7.
Okay.
Falling down the list.
Yeah. You know that I'm not the most positive about Furious 7. Gravity-wise, in real life...
He's like gravity. Everything gets pulled to him.
Yeah, I think the gravity of it in real life puts a lot more sentiment on it for a lot of people.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And, yeah.
All right, number 4, the original, The Fast and the Furious.
Okay.
Number 3, just like Kara said in her rankings, in theory could be my favorite one, Tokyo Drift, but number 3.
True. Yeah.
Also now oddly poignant, even more so. Or maybe, do you think Tokyo Drift suffers? Do you think it becomes more liked or less liked now that Han's not actually dead?
I think we need to see the movie and it'll tell
Fair.
Us.
And then my top 2, again, basically tied, but I have flipped this since we first started the podcast. Number 2, Fast and Furious 6. Number 1, Fast 5.
Yeah, damn good list. It's a damn
now,
goodness.
One other thing that I want to ask you, and I'm trying to figure out where, and I think it could be anywhere. When we were doing Hobbs and Shaw, we're like, what's best case scenario? Before we saw Hobbs and Shaw, we're like, what's best case scenario where this could rank? And we were like, probably not going to be better than 5 or 6. Tokyo Drift's going to be hard. You know, just in terms of general, how people
like it.
It was
going to be middle. It was going to be middle.
We were thinking middle, maybe upper middle best case. And I think it's pretty much there.
Yeah. Makes sense.
F9?
It has potential. It has potential to be the best one.
If the cards fall right, it could be number 1.
It definitely could. It has a really good fighting chance that this could be the best Fast and the Furious movie.
It could be also
top two, top three. I think so.
I don't want to jinx it. It could be the worst one. I mean, there's so much that could go wrong.
No, dude, Justin Lin's back. I can't.
It's true.
You can't slight that part. He's the mastermind, man. Like,
true.
I think it has a lot of potential. It does. More so than anyone that has come out, you know, since 6, I think.
All right, Joe.
You ready?
What are your rankings?
I'm going to go from the bottom up. I think that maybe you probably shouldn't number them. Just saying. Just go from the bottom up.
That's the whole point of what we're doing.
Just wait. Just last on my list, Fate.
Yeah.
Easy. No movement. Second to last on my list, 7.
Okay.
They're low. But we just talked about why. I don't think 7. All that cracked up to be.
Yep.
Third from the bottom, 2F, 2F. I love it. I love it. I love this movie.
That's a shock.
It's a shocker. Fourth from the bottom, Fast and Furious 4. Took me for a loop. 5 watches deep. I'm like, you know what? This is a pretty decent one. There's a lot here. I kind of like it. Fifth from the bottom, Hobbs and Shaw.
Okay, middle of the pack.
Middle of the pack. I don't think it could take out any of the ones above it. Sixth from the bottom.
Also known as fourth from the top.
Nope, let's just go with 6th from the bottom. Fast and Furious 6.
Okay.
When I went through this list again, it came down. I like The World's Longest Runway. I really like the movie, but I think above it's better.
Okay.
7th from the bottom, The Fast 9 trailer. I think that is probably better than all of these movies. Han coming back is such a pivotal moment. That 4 minutes gets me going so hard. That I don't think that anything below that gets me as excited. Do you see why I didn't list them in numbers now?
I did, although what I did do, because I just need numbers, but what I did for both you and Karen, you're the only ones here, I added a little note in our sheet that where she ranks Los Bandoleros and where you rank the F9 trailer.
Okay.
So now you're top three.
Top three. Three? People are going to think we colluded, but Tokyo Drift, all three of us. It's top three.
Yeah.
It is. It's has a special place in my heart. I fucking love it, so.
Well, Kara was number 4. It was number 4 for Kara.
Okay, yeah, okay. But we were all right there. Number 2.
Top 2. The original and Fast 5. Where are they going to fall?
Number 2 is Fast 5.
That's what I thought so. Mm-hmm.
And the best Fast and the Furious, especially with us doing the minute, especially with us doing the Brian lap, I don't think anything could beat it. I think it is the perfect movie in this franchise so far. It's the one that kicks it off. It is the perfect one.
Wow.
I think 5 and 1 are so close, it gotta be 1. I don't remember what my original rankings were.
Neither do I. I erased them forever ago.
You did?
Yeah. When we get new rankings, I don't keep the old ones.
Then I might have them.
We could also listen back to, at some point,
why
maybe the first episode?
Okay.
The original.
I got my original rankings. I want to see how much these have changed.
We have 8 on here, right?
Yeah, I have 8 on here. Tokyo Drift, Fast and the Furious, the first one.
Yep.
5 was 3, so I just interchanged all 3 of those. Next one I have 2, so he tanked.
Yep.
7, 8, 6 was low, and 4.
4 was last.
4 was last. So I got a lot of movement after 5.
You did.
It's jumbled, and I don't know how I'm going to react to this in the next. We're going to have 9 next time I do this in 5 laps.
In 5 laps, we're going to be 2.5 years from now, so we will have 9, we will have 10. We will probably have Hobbs and Shaw 2.
Jesus.
We'll have 12 movies to rank, I think.
Oh, fuck. Okay. Glad I don't have to do this for 5 laps.
If you...
What?
So you don't have to do this for 5 laps, but you also... That means you have to come up with other ways to rank all the movies for the next 4 laps.
I have infinite... I have as many ways to rank these movies as we do sponsors.
If we exclude for a second your F9 trailer ranking, you and I have the same numbers for Too Fast. We both have number 7.
Okay.
Same number for Tokyo Drift, both number 3.
Fate was last.
And Fate... Last for both of us. So 2, 3, 8. We have the same.
Damn.
7, 3rd, 9th.
Damn.
The one that we vary the most on is the first one.
Yeah.
Which is a difference of 3. And 7, which is a difference of 3.
I think that the more you watch through these, the more 1 is going to climb. And I think the more that you watch through these, the more 7's going to drop.
1 will never be 1 for me.
I know. I'm just saying it'll climb. I didn't say it'll be 1. I just said it'll climb.
Again, anything can happen. But I think I've seen this enough that I could say at some point... Of the 9 that are out, I don't think 5 will ever not be number 1.
Okay.
I can see at some point Tokyo Drift being number 2 and the original being number 3.
Yep.
On a given day, the original could be more than Tokyo Drift, but I think that means that they both have to leapfrog over six, right? So
I think six is the weak link.
A lot
link
has
here.
To happen.
I think six is the weak link. I love it. I love it. I agree with you. I really do. I just don't think it can beat the other. Like, I had to come, you know, face to face with this reality that Tokyo Drift 5 and 1 are just better.
I don't disagree. I mean, all three of them are in my top four. It's just that with six is there, you know? So
yeah.
If you are listening and you have not sent in your rankings ever, or if you want to update your rankings, if you don't remember them, family@cageclub.me.
Yes, please.
Okay.
Oh, that was rough. That was hard, man.
Well, thank you. I appreciate it that, you know, it only took 26 months or something, but I finally got you to do the one thing that I wanted you to do.
I needed the whole time and the processing, you know. This was
I get it.
You see, I didn't even know what my old ones were. I look them up. They're much different. I had a, you know, if I keep doing this one by one, I'm going to be skewed by my previous list. It's the order that you're watching them in. I also think that if you watch them in chronological order and how they happen, not release order, it really brings six down. And I think that's something that we're noticing this way. And if we keep watching them like this, and you, like, get from six to Tokyo Drift, you're going to be like, Tokyo Drift is so good. But, like, whew. Yeah, this whole lap was eye-opening for me.
So now, speaking of laps, next lap, Joe.
You ready to announce it?
Next week, You Are My Lifespan.
Yes.
In 2 weeks, Nothing to Watch is going to be a bonus episode.
Special guest on
Your
Life Span.
As we mentioned earlier, Kara Gayle Regan will be joining us.
Guest voice. She will be voicing a character in You Are My Life Span for the most lines we've ever had a guest voice.
This is by far the least I've ever said in a You Are My Life Span.
It's the least you've ever narrated. It's the most a guest has ever voiceovered for us.
I mean, Rachel was close with her one word.
I thought it was deserved to give Kara the role of her lifetime, the role of her lifespan, and let her do this. And I think you'll be pleasantly surprised. It'll be awesome. It came out good. I mean, like, I haven't heard it yet. We just recorded it. It was fun. I laughed. I cried. It was perfect.
Well, that's next week.
That's
You Are My Lifespan, chapter four.
Yes.
2 weeks, bonus episode. Nothing to watch. No homework to watch. No homework to do. Shut up, Ryan.
Yes.
2 weeks. Also in 2 weeks, Sunday the 23rd,
yes,
family watch party. We will have more information on the Facebook, on Twitter.
Yep.
I guess there's not going to be another episode that releases before then, so just check out. Or if you're not on Facebook, you're not on Twitter, you want to know where to go, when to go, 9 Eastern, but email family@cageclub.me.
We'll
send
you the link.
Information.
Yeah, we'll get you all the information. We'll tie you in. If you want to watch it, we'll make sure you can watch it.
So Sunday, February 23rd, 9 p.m. Eastern, watch the original movie with us, which we will do 9 days later as we officially kick off the Kicking It Old School lap.
Oh, what does that mean?
All about, all of our pit stops are going to be classic car movies from before 1990.
Pen drop.
So all things older than 30 years. Like we've said and bleeped, all four of the Four Horsemen, all four
yes.
patrons who give $10 or more a month, all picked this lap for their movies.
This is a genre, if you want to call it a genre, that I really enjoy. I had so many movies from this time era vibe that I wanted to watch and put in. There's many movies that you guys have been clamoring for us to watch that fit this. Everybody made excellent picks. If the patrons did great jobs with it, and I'm excited to watch all these movies and talk about them. I think it'll be a lot of fun. I think it fits well with the lap, and it'll be interesting and fun to see.
And we're not going to spoil those. We will say those the week before.
That's why. Yeah, I was tiptoeing around it.
I will say that Fast 9, our preview and hype episode, and our initial reaction is going to come out after Tokyo Drift. So we're going to do Tokyo Drift again after 6 this time. So we're going to be most of the way through the lap, but we're just going to have 7, 8, 7, 8, and Hobbs.
Yeah.
Before 9 comes, or when 9 comes out.
Okay.
And then we're going to do our preview hype episode, just you and me.
Yep.
We're going to do our initial reactions right after that from the theater parking lot. And then a couple weeks later, you and I are going to do our full spoiler breakdown after that. And then at the end of the lap, probably we have to figure out the schedules and everything, probably bring back in Mike, bring back in Kara, and talk about it with them again a few weeks later.
Yeah.
So the only other thing to announce is the four movies. So these are not ones that any of the patrons have picked, but these are the four movies that we want you to vote on. If you're a patron over at TooFastTooForever.com, whichever one of these gets the most votes, we will do. And this is going to come at the end of the lap. So right before we talk about F9, this is going to be sort of the last pit stop. I think it's going to be the last pit stop. So there's time to vote. But here are the four movies that you and I, like I think we said on a podcast a couple weeks ago, you and I did not pick our own movies this lap because it was so overstuffed.
Yes.
With patron picks and with the Fast Nine extra episodes.
Yep.
So we each picked two of these four. So two of these are yours, two of these are mine. I'm looking forward to watch any of the four. I would be happy to watch.
Go ahead.
So we got...
I forget.
American Graffiti.
Oh, God. Yes. One that's of my all-time favorite movies.
If you couldn't tell from the reaction, that's a Joe pick.
Yeah.
I've seen it once. I've not seen it again.
Oh, God. That's such a it's such a good movie. Brian did it for High School Slumber Party. It's a high school movie. It's a car movie. It's a classic movie. The soundtrack is great. It's beautiful. I love everything about it.
Option number two, Death Race 2000.
Yeah.
A Roger Corman movie.
Yeah.
One of my picks. Kind of a campy, over-the-top, sort of a bad movie, but also a lot of fun, Death Race 2000.
I would watch it. I've never seen it, yeah.
Option three, the original Gone in 60 Seconds. That was your other pick.
That was a little nod. I've never seen the original Gone in 60 Seconds.
Neither have I.
Yeah, when we were talking to Walt, I remember he was saying that the original Gone in 60 Seconds feels a lot like the story of The Fast and the Furious. And so I was like, you know what? That's a movie I would like to see. I like the Nicolas Cage version of Gone in 60 Seconds. I actually rewatched that this weekend. It's one of my favorite movies, too. So that was why that was one of my picks. I've never seen it, but I would like to include it.
And the fourth pick, my second pick, is Vanishing Point, which is maybe best known as, I think maybe the reason, I think I had heard about it before this.
Yes.
But I watched it because it's the car that is referenced. It's the car that's in that movie is the car that's referenced in Quentin Tarantino's movie Death Proof. They rent that car from that creepy old guy on that farm, and or they borrow the car, they test drive the car. Vanishing Point is the guy has to do like a 15-hour delivery, and if he gets another 15-hour delivery, like whatever, I think he wants to buy drugs or something, it's free. Otherwise, he has to pay for them. Pro tip, do not Google this movie, because one of the like related questions or related searches or whatever is a spoiler about the end of the movie.
Well, I've never seen it or Googled it, so I'm not going to do that.
So if you want to learn more, if you want to have an educated opinion of this, either go to Letterboxd or go to IMDb and look at it there.
That's a good call. Yep.
I was just like, huh. Like, I remembered what happened. Like, this is not like a surprise for me, but I was just like, oh, why is this one of the like top questions? Like, that's
like, if you were watching the F9 trailer, you're like, F9 trailer, is Han back? ? And you're like, oh, well, fuck me.
Okay, so that's going to be at the end of the lab. We will put it on Twitter, too. Twitter votes do not count. Even if you just do a $1 a month over at patreon.com/TooFastTooForever, you get access to the voting. Pick which of those four movies you most want us to see. The eight people over there who support us, you know, the six that we mention every time, plus Melissa and Jenny at the $1 level.
Yep,
they get all get votes.
They do.
So I'm very excited to see, and like all these movies, so Ben's movie, I'm going to bloop these out. Ben's movie, I've never seen.
Neither have I.
Nick's movie, never seen.
Nope, neither have I.
Alex's movie, I've never seen.
I have.
I've been meaning to, I have not.
Yeah.
Jake's movie, of course.
Yeah, we've definitely seen. Yeah. I think that'll make a lot of people happy too. That's a really good pick.
Yeah. And we're going in that order, which I think was how, I think I did it in a way that like, it was the way that the order in which they sent them in.
Yes. I think that's the most fair, right?
You know, we're going to get to all of them anyway. They all know, all the patrons know the next theme is as well.
Yes.
We're not going to announce that until the next tune-up. A lot of good movies. This is going to be a fun lap, which is going to run from, I think, the beginning of March through mid-July.
So and how about got, that? You know, that's a patron bonus that we never even mentioned. You get to know what the fucking next laps are.
Yeah.
It's another perk you get.
Actually, we probably have, after this lap, the next like three kind of plan. Like, you and I have not talked about the third lap after this, but like it's probably one of two different things.
We talked about one this morning.
So that's going to be eight.
Okay.
And then after that, I'm thinking either a lap or a lap or a lap or something like that. Like another action, another character.
Yep. I agree.
We almost have through lap nine figured out, you know, not what we're going to watch, but sort of the themes of each of those. But yeah, this lap's going to be fun. Next lap's going to be a lot of fun. We're going to go deep next lap. And then after that, we have a very sort of timely topical thing. But yeah, good stuff coming up. And just, you know, stay here. Check out our Patreon.
Stay fast.
Email us, family@cageclub.me. Yeah, stay fast, stay furious.
Yeah.
Peace out, all you anus piecers. For all things, too. That's how we should end we should start ending the podcast that way.
I love it. If Wells doesn't mind, like, well, I mean, he kind of borrowed it from his friend. As long as he gives us the blessing that he's not bothered by it.
Yeah, I won't do it yet, but Wells, if you're listening to this, give us the green light, give us the permission.
We'll give you credit for it, man, but I would love the side. I love it. I do.
But for all things Too Fast, Too Forever, you can go to cageclub.me, facebook.com/TooFastTooForever, or at Too Fast, Too Forever on Twitter and Instagram. Email us, family at cageclub.me. Go to patreon.com/toofasttooforever. Chip in even $1 a month. Vote for this lap. Which of those four movies do you most want
to
see?
Get to know the
Come
next
back
one.
Next week for You Are My Lifespan Chapter 4.
Yep. It's good, too. I'm telling you guys, seriously, this fucking, the next chapter is good. Kara nailed
it. It's not smutty, but it does have character development.
It does have character development. There is some interesting Fast and the Furious points to talk about, so.
Very much so. Then come back in 2 weeks, of course, for our little bonus thing. I'm going to kick off officially lap 6 in 3 weeks after you join us all for the family watch of the first movie. I'm Joey Lewandowski.
I'm Joe, too.
And we'll see you next week right here on Too Fast, Too Forever.